Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Heart and Harmony transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. And the reason is this. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Mind you, that's before the meat is weighed and priced, which means more meat for your money. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, in Kroger cut beef, you get a better value in top grade beef. For example, take a specific cut of beef, say a Kroger cut chuck roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. That means you get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. Yes, you receive more meat, less waste, whether you buy a steak or roast. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. The dimming eyes of Penny Gibbs saw the light of hope and brightness in the future. And then the light and brightness faded away in the darkness of new tragedy. Medicine, she was told, could do nothing to save her sight. But in her hospital room today, Dr. Clarence Weston explains that the news about her eyes is not as tragic as it sounds. Dr. Weston says,
Miss Gibbs, I want to tell you what Dr. Jennifer meant when he said there was nothing he could do for you.
I know what he meant, Dr. Weston. I'm going blind and there's nothing he can do to save my sight.
Well, that's not exactly what he meant.
He said my eyes had been injured and they couldn't operate.
Well, that's true. He can't operate, or rather he won't operate. Because an operation will be a waste of time and money and put you to a lot of unnecessary discomfort.
Dr. Weston, I'd go through anything to save my eyes.
Well, I imagine you will. But there's no need for unnecessary suffering. Miss Gibbs, Dr. Jennifer said there was nothing he could do to save your sight. But that doesn't mean it won't be safe.
How, Dr. Weston?
Nature, Miss Gibbs, can do many things that medicine cannot do. Dr. Jennifer isn't certain, of course, but he has a strong feeling that as time passes, your eyes will return to normal.
Well, suppose as time passes, they get weaker. There's a possibility of that, too, isn't there?
Well, yes, there is. But, Miss Gibbs, the injury to your eyes is of such a nature that, well, chances are that they'll get better instead of worse.
Or stay the way they are.
Oh, that I doubt. As you get stronger, as your physical condition improves, as your state of mind returns to normal, your eyes will respond favorably to nature's treatment.
Will they be completely all right again?
Well, that we don't know. Perhaps you'll have to wear glasses, perhaps permanently, or maybe just for reading.
Then it's really hopeful.
Well, far more hopeful than I expected, Miss Gibbs. But the real cure isn't entirely up to nature. You'll have to help.
Oh, if wanting to save my eyesight will help, I'll help.
That will help a great deal. But more than that, you'll have to believe in yourself again, and in life, and in finding...
A meaning in life? How can I do that, Dr. Weston, with Barry gone?
Miss Gibbs, I'm a medical man, but that doesn't mean I don't understand religion and acknowledge the power and righteousness of God. We did everything we knew how to do to save Barry Carlton's life. Yet he died. And why? Because it was God's will that he die.
Then why wasn't it God's will that I die?
Because he has other plans for you. Plans that may constitute a long and a useful life. And for some reason which it's beyond our power to explain, he's decided that you should not be Mrs. Barry Carlton.
You know, you talk more like a minister than a doctor.
I'm talking as neither, Miss Gibbs. But as a man who's seen a lot of death he can see no reason for. And a lot of life he can't explain. Because the reason and the explanation are beyond my comprehension. Miss Gibbs, hasn't it ever occurred to you that you're now in the midst of circumstances designed by God?
Yes, it has.
Then why don't you reconcile yourself to things as they are and have to be, and decide that You'll take your life and remake, reshape, rededicate it.
To what?
Do anything that'll interest you, Miss Gibbs. Do anything that'll once again give you a reason for living. Believe me, there's always a reason for living.
Dr. Weston, I realize that, but...
But what?
Nothing. It's not the right thing to say or to think. I know I have to find a reason for living again. I'm determined to find it.
Well, now you're talking the way you ought to talk.
Well, so far it's just talk, Dr. Weston. I'm not sure I'll be able to manage it.
If you want to, you can. And if you can, you will.
I wish I had that much confidence in myself.
I don't know why you can't have.
Because confidence takes heart, Dr. Weston.
No, confidence calls for strength of character. And I'm sure you have that. A great deal more than you know. It wasn't only strength of body, but courage, which is mental and spiritual strength, which brought you through the ordeal of the accident and Mr. Carlton's death.
I guess I haven't come through it as yet. Not all the way. I guess I'll never get over what happened to Barry.
Of course you won't. But that doesn't mean you can't go on and live a normal life. With new plans, new interests, and down new avenues.
Oh, it sounds so easy, Dr. Weston, but it isn't.
No, it won't be at all easy. It'll be a long, a hard, sometimes a losing struggle. But with perseverance, you should... Well, you know as well as I do what stick-to-itiveness can do.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Weston, you're talking as if I'll be able to get out of here before long.
Well, I think you can.
Oh, when? How soon?
Well, not right away, not today or tonight, but if you're really anxious, well, maybe we can get you out of here by the end of the week. That is...
That is...
A lot depends on the examinations, Miss Gibbs. Well, not serious examinations. But we'll have to determine your fitness before we can release you.
I want to get out of here as soon as possible.
Well, if you feel that way about it, you must be pretty much in condition to leave. I'll arrange for the examinations within the next day or two, and if everything's all right, perhaps we'll soon be saying goodbye to each other.
Hello, Penny.
Come in, Mother.
Well, I see they have you sitting up this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. That's how much better I'm feeling.
Oh, you look so much better, too, darling.
Oh, I can imagine how I look in spite of everything.
Oh, now, Penny.
Oh, don't worry, darling. I'm not going to moan. Matter of fact, I just had a long talk with Dr. Weston.
Yes, he told me. Your eyes are going to be all right.
Maybe they are.
I'm sure they will be, Penny.
If I'm lucky.
Well, you've had your share of bad luck, Penny. Certainly things should begin to go a little bit in your favor now.
Things couldn't go against me any more than they have. Did Dr. Weston tell you I was getting out of here?
Well, he said he hoped you could go home pretty soon. It's all up to the results of the examination.
And he's a little afraid of those.
No, he didn't say that at all. He seemed quite confident that he could release you by the end of this week.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. For a minute, I was afraid he was telling me one thing and you something else.
Oh, no, Penny. Dr. Weston's only worry is you, the way you feel about things, your mental attitude.
He doesn't expect me to be gay, does he?
No. But he wants you to stop worrying about your eyes, for one thing.
I won't worry about them, Mother. Just knowing that there's a chance they'll be all right has made them seem stronger already. It's funny what your imagination will do. I keep thinking I can even see things more clearly.
Oh, maybe you can. Maybe it was your fear of going blind that had as much to do with the condition of your eyes as anything else.
Maybe. You know, I wonder if I could walk a little bit if I tried.
Oh, no, Penny, you mustn't try that. In fact, you'll have to stay in bed for some time, even after you're home, dear.
You know, I just thought of something.
What, dear?
All these weeks, I haven't seen Mrs. Carlton. I haven't heard a word from her. What's wrong with
her? Well, she's terribly ill, darling. After all,
she's... Oh, you don't have to tell me. I know why she's ill. Suddenly, I realize how selfish I've been all these weeks. I didn't think about anyone but myself. Mother, will you see Mrs. Carlton for me and tell her how sorry I am and how I feel?
You don't have to apologize for a thing, Penny. Especially not to Mrs. Carlton. She knows exactly how you feel because she feels the same as you do, dear.
Well, tell her I hope she'll be all right. And tell her that I'll come and see her as soon as I can.
I'll phone her tonight. Or as soon as I get back to Rossville.
You mean you're going back tonight?
Yes, I have to, dear. After all, you'll be coming home pretty soon, and we want to have everything in order when you do. Now, have a good night's sleep, darling. And I'll see you or phone you sometime tomorrow.
I ought to be happy to see you sitting up in that chair, but I know what it means, Penny, and I'm not happy about it at all.
Why not, Dr. Evans?
Joel.
I mean, why not Joel?
Because I heard the news. You'll be leaving us pretty soon.
Don't you think it's about time?
Speaking as a doctor, yes. But as Joel Evans, no. I don't want you to go, Penny. I'll miss you. And I think I'm going to fix it so you can't leave.
I hope you're joking.
Sure, I'm joking. I know you're anxious to get out of here, and, well, I'm happy to know you'll be able to, and soon. But I will miss you, because it's a long way from here to Rossville, and I know I'm going to be busy.
Well, you come see me sometime, Joel, won't you?
Well, that's what I was hoping you'd say.
And I was hoping you'd accept the invitation.
Accept it? I'll make a pest out of myself. But seriously, Penny, I have a very good reason for wanting to come to see you from time to time. If I may, I'd like to keep an eye on you for a while.
A doctor's eye?
A doctor's and a friend's. You still have a long way to go before you're completely recovered. Not physically, I mean, but mentally. You're going to have to go through a long period of adjustment and readjustment.
Yes, I know. Dr. Weston was talking to me about it earlier today.
Yes, but I wonder if he understands you as fully as I do. I mean, he's not as young as we are, Penny. He's learned to take life and life's disappointments and bitterness far better than we. He doesn't have the hopes and dreams young people have. And he's forgotten, I'm sure, how tragic it is to the young to have their hopes and dreams destroyed.
Do you know how tragic, Joel?
Not from personal experience. No, I don't.
Well, I'll tell you something, Joel. I'll tell you something I don't ever want you to repeat to anyone, no matter how completely I recover from this. I don't think I'll ever be the same Penny Gibbs again.
Of course, Penny Gibbs will never be entirely the same. But does she know something about herself and her future that she's not saying? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. That's right. Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. For example, if porterhouse steak is your favorite, you'll find that at Kroger's you don't pay steak price for stringy ends and waste. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. But see for yourself by visiting your Kroger store. Notice that you get more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Hurry, hurry! Get your entry in for the final week of Kroger's Great Hot Dated Coffee Contest. See if you can win a big, luxurious Hudson sedan, an Alaska sealskin fur coat valued at $1,400. A Westinghouse laundromat, roaster, or adjust-o-matic iron. Kroger is awarding 1,160 prizes in 5 weekly contests. And the final week's contest closes midnight, Wednesday, November 12. Get your entry blank with full details at your Kroger store. Be sure to listen in tomorrow. Same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.